Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Ashley Baylor is in today for Anna. Ashley is a meteorologist. I wanted to apologize to you. I saw you on TV, and you were so excited about a tropical storm that might become a hurricane. You were like doing your weather person geek thing. You were like, and it could be coming today. And I was like, no. And then it didn't over the next few days. And I was sad for you that this tropical storm did not become a hurricane. So here to explain to us the crazy weather that is happening across the country. Give it up, Ashley. Ashley, tell us everything that's happening. I just mentioned the earthquake to Ashley yesterday, and she started going into a subduction zone and blah, blah, blah. And yeah.
Well, you know, when I go visit schools and I talk about weather, I end up asking the students if they think tsunamis and earthquakes are related to weather. Mm-hmm. And usually about 80% of them will say yes. And I tell them, what if I told you it wasn't?
Yes. And then they go, what?
Yeah.
And then you do what? So, yeah. So talk to us like we're a couple third graders right now. What is a La Nina? What is the things going on with the weather patterns here in the United States?
Yeah. So La Nina has been a big talker. And so La Nina is basically a climate pattern. And so what happens is you get cooler than average waters out in the equatorial Pacific. And when that water cools, it actually affects the weather patterns across our country, really across the world. So basically, what does that mean for us here in the U.S.? It means that if you're anywhere along the top tier, so if you're up in like Washington State, Montana, through the Dakotas, you could see cooler than average temperatures heading into this winter. But if you're across the South and even to the Northeast, well, that means you could actually see warmer than average temperatures. But then what about the precip? Okay. Well, where the jet stream sets up, it really cuts across half the country and up into New England. So you get up into, again, places like Washington, Montana, the Dakotas, and through the Great Lakes, you may see above average precip. But depending on where that jet stream sets up, that doesn't mean you'll definitely see snow. It means you could see rain at times.
Okay, third grader question. I've got my hand raised here.
Sure.
Precip, that's rain or snow, correct?
Rain or snow.
That's anything wet.
Yes.
All right, fantastic. I feel like I'd take this in easier if you did have like a green screen behind you.
I know.
Or pointing or whatever. And fascinating point of fact, if you didn't know this, meteorologists make their own graphics. Ashley makes her own graphics.
We do. It's biggest misconception.
Neat.
That
it's not bad with a Crayola.
No, I'm not. And here's the other misconception is people always think that we're reading off a prompter.
Yeah.
We're not. The way I'm talking right now, not reading off of anything, is the way we talk on air. So.
No, you're just showing off. Cut it out. Is there anything else you want me to tell me about La Nina?
About La Nina? Well, I will say this. La Nina, even though we see these, you know, 30-year climate, mm-hmm. you know, that's how they put it together over a 30-year climate. What has La Nina done in the past? Nothing is gospel. Nothing is the word. Uh-huh. So anything can throw everything off.
You just told me something that's made up. You just sold me a bag of goods. That's what you did.
I basically gave you a gamble on hogwash.
Okay. Yeah. Fantastic. Anything else you want to add about earthquakes?
I can. The one in California, that was a strike slip.
Okay.
Have you heard of that before?
What's that mean? Versus what?
Versus basically subduction. So where this earthquake happens, it's on the Cascadia subduction zone, which means that you got two plates and one slips under the other.
Yes.
So that forces the water up and leads to a more likelihood of seeing a tsunami. But when you have a strike slip, they basically slip past each other and the water doesn't get forced up. So you're less likely to see a tsunami.
In LA, listen, I was in plenty of earthquakes there, but I never had one where they were like, yeah, head for higher ground. I've never seen that situation before.
Well, it was pretty quick where they not only issued the warning, but it was only about an hour and a half before they said, all right, it's all canceled.
Yeah.
So that was good.
Yeah. Well, thank you for this scientific breakdown.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.